Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jill Tallman, and this is AOPA's pilot briefing for the week of March 18th, 2024, bringing you the top five things you need to know in general aviation news this week.
This is AOPA's pilot briefing, your general aviation news update, brought to you by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association.
A new advisory circular makes clear what pilots have been wondering since electronic flight bags first proliferated in cockpits more than 10 years ago. They are approved to replace virtually all paper reference materials. The FAA issued AC-91-78A on February 23rd, and it states EFB systems may be used in conjunction with or to replace the paper reference material that pilots typically carry in the flight deck. EFBs can electronically store and retrieve information required for flight operations such as the POH and supplements, minimum equipment lists, weight and balance calculations, aeronautical charts, and terminal procedures. So if you've been holding off on digitizing all that stuff, go ahead and do it, but make sure you're up to speed on the operation of your electronic flight bag. The new Piper M700 Fury has been certified, Piper Aircraft announced. The FAA awarded the new flagship its type certificate on February 29th, and customer deliveries are set to begin immediately. The new turboprop will be delivered at about $4.3 million, typically equipped. It takes the place of the M600/SLS as the flagship of Piper's M-Class line, though there are more models on the line. The 301-knot M700 is powered by a 700-horsepower Pratt & Whitney PTGA52 engine, has a range of 1,424 nautical miles, and can climb at 2,048 feet per minute. Last week, the FAA disclosed the number of pilot certificates as it does each year, and there's good news for 2023. The agency issued 69,503 new student pilot certificates, and that's up 13,334 over the previous year. More women are becoming interested in learning to fly, with at least 7,102 women taking the first step, compared with 5,566 in 2022. And this is according to AVWEB. Interestingly, both men and women are taking up flying a little bit later in life. The average age of student pilots has gone to 35.2 years in 2023 compared with 35.1 in 2022. And that's no surprise to most of us, considering how expensive it is to learn to fly and how often other aspects of our lives, including families and non-aviation jobs, can interfere with the process. Meanwhile, the total number of certificated pilots in the United States increased by 14,124 to 490,000. And that is more good news for general aviation. Do you remember the 1985 film Out of Africa? It starred Robert Redford and Meryl Streep, and it also starred a 1929 yellow de Havilland Gypsy Moth. That same airplane came up for auction recently, and it has a new owner. AOPA's Sylvia Horn says she can't divulge the name of the new owner, not yet, anyway, but she did interview the man who has been involved with and helped to maintain the biplane for the last 40 years. His name is Henry Labouchere, and he helped to disassemble it, crate it, and get it shipped from Kenya to New York. It was then trucked to Miami for the auction and reassembled there. It sold at auction on March 2nd. It has since been disassembled again and will be shipped to its new owner. To get the full story of everything you heard here today, visit AOPA.org. And don't forget to follow us on social media. And if you have an Amazon Alexa device, you can now listen to this podcast by saying, "Alexa, play Pilot Briefing on TuneIn." Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jill Tallman. Fly safely, fly often, and I'll talk to you again next week.